Outrageous and exploitative, tweeted a friend, himself a photographer, as he looked at the picture that has become the face of the Brussels blast. Indian Jet Airways stewardess Nidhi Chapekar's picture was everywhere, from the New York Times to the Guardian to Indian newspapers. CBS This Morning anoints it an iconic image.
We have a new perspective this morning on iconic images that have become symbols of the attacks in Belgium.
NewsX in India describes the image that went viral.
Nidhi's image, where she is pictured resting on a bench with an expression of shock and dust all over her hair and face, has been shared by millions across the globe, with the hashtag #PrayForNidhi trending on social media.
She has blood trickling down her face, her foot is injured, her clothes are torn from the blast. Only a few blurred the image. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Until my friend called it exploitative, I had seen it but not really looked at it. I was used to the idea that every great tragedy needs its iconic image. The young toddler face down on that beach. The screaming naked girl fleeing a napalm strike in the Vietnam War. Now, it was Nidhi Chapekar's turn because she happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Ketevan Kardava, special correspondent of the Georgian Public Broadcaster Network, who took the picture, told CBS.
It was my first photo, and on my iPhone, time is 8:03. I'm very sorry that I left them on the place. I wanted to help them, but I didn't know what to do. And I took the photo and, are you okay? I asked her, but she was speechless, nothing.
Kardava was doing what is her job as a journalist, possibly at risk to her own life. The media is doing what they think is their job, finding an image that drives home that tragedy. The only person who has no choice in this is the person whose image is splashed around the world, the one at her most vulnerable. Lalit Babu, the chief security guard at Chapekar's building complex in Mumbai, tells the Indian newspaper The Telegraph, "It was not nice to see Madam's picture in the morning papers with her clothes burned and her undergarments showing. The least they could have done is cover her." It was not nice. The security guard's simple comment gives me pause. What he says expresses a very ordinary human trait that is all too often missing in these circumstances: fundamental decency. We have wrestled with the ethics of documenting a moment like this for a long time. Nick Ut, the Los Angeles-based photojournalist who took that Pulitzer-winning image of the naked Vietnamese girl, took her to a hospital before filing his photographs. The fame of that photo probably helped in the long, ongoing process of her plastic surgery. She calls him Uncle Ut. Kadava's photo helped Nidhi's family know she had survived, she tells Indian channel NDTV.
I helped someone, and it was in Mumbai, and they recognized a family member and a sister by my photo. It was very important for me.
But we should not fool ourselves into thinking that was the intent. The photo was not about that particular Vietnamese girl, just as this story is not about Nidhi Chapekar. She is only an illustration. She is, for most of the media running her image, an unknown, terrified, blood-stained woman. And her frazzled state is precisely the message the media is trying to convey. She is only as important as her dishabille. The fact that so many media outlets chose that particular image for their front pages shows we may balk at an image that is too explicitly gruesome, but are blind to the many other ways we can exploit the plight of people trapped in a terrible tragedy. In an age where, thanks to smartphones and social media, we can all be publishers almost instantly, that blindness will only keep growing. We do not have to grapple with the ethics of exploitation because everyone else is sharing it anyway. Then the image becomes a meme, a cartoon, even an art project. In the minds of many, including perhaps that security guard, Nidhi Chapekar will be frozen in that shell-shocked, half-dressed state forever. She will hopefully recover, By then, the media will have moved on to another story. But that image, unblurred and undressed, will live on and on, whether she likes it or not. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Thank you.